Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
There's a monumental shift in power at work. Employees are speaking up, turnover is rising, salaries are increasing, hiring is tough, and burnout is real. It's time to unleash growth. It's time to transform your HR from powerless to powerful. Join ADP on February the 23rd. Reserve your spot now.
Go to gettheplan.adp.com to register for the Work Interrupted Summit.
The Black Effect Presents features honest conversations and exclusive interviews. A space for artists, everyday people, and listeners to amplify, elevate, and empower Black voices with great conversations. Make sure to listen to the Black Effect Presents podcast on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When's the last time you took a time out? I'm Eve Rodsky, author of the New York Times bestseller Fair Play and Find Your Unicorn Space, activist on the Gender Division of Labor, attorney, and family mediator.
And I'm Dr. Aditi Narukar, a Harvard physician and medical correspondent with an expertise in the science of stress, resilience, mental health, and burnout.
We're so excited to share our podcast, Time Out, a production of iHeart Podcasts and Hello Sunshine. We're peeling back the layers around why society makes it so easy to guard men's time like it's diamonds and treat women's time like it's infinite, like sand. And so whether you're partnered with or without children or in a career where you want more boundaries, this is a place for you, for people of all family structures. So take this time out with us to learn, get inspired, and most importantly, reclaim your time. Listen to Time Out, a Fair Play podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My next guest is Tina Andrews. She is an award-winning writer, producer, director, and author. Her epic CBS miniseries, Sally Hemings and American Scandal, garnered her two NAACP Image Awards and a WGA Award for Long Form, and became the first African-American woman to receive the Writers Guild of America honor for original long form. Tina also wrote and produced the successful CBS miniseries movie, Jackie, about Jackie Kennedy Onassis, and wrote the movie, Why Do Fools Fall in Love?, one of my favorites, with Halle Berry, Vivica A. Fox, Layla Rashan, and my man, Lorenz Tate. Her acclaimed historical novel by Queen Charlotte, Charlotte Sophia, has been acquired by HBO Max, is now available as an audiobook as well. It's all about building your brand, and she's here to tell us how she's doing hers. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Tina Andrews.
Hi there.
How you doing
there,
Tina?
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, I always love when I bring talent, because you're African-American talent, but I see crossover opportunities like we saw with the Jackie Onassis. Because sometimes we get pigeonholed. People say we can't tell, we can only tell a story based on our color. When you got that opportunity to do the Jackie Kennedy Onassis, walk us through the step of if there were some obstacles, how you was able to convince people that you could do this series, and when it turned out to be successful, what was the reaction?
Well, Rashad, I'm going to tell you something. That was the easiest gig I ever got. I had done, I mean, it's always, you know, always that way that whenever you're sort of pioneering, sometimes the job becomes easier than most people think.
Right.
I had done Sally Hemings.
Mm-hmm.
Sally Hemings was a juggernaut success.
Yes, it was.
And so I get a phone call on a Monday morning from the powers that be at CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told, hey, Tina, you love doing historical projects. I mean, I have something that we think would be in your sweet spot.
Mm.
We've acquired a book on the First Lady, Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy Onassis. How would you like to turn that into a 4-hour miniseries?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the other end and I'm saying, Jackie Kennedy? I said, you realize you called a Black woman, right?
Right.
And so I was told that they were so happy with what I had done with not only Sally, but it was also the dramatization of Thomas Jefferson,
mm-hmm.
that made them feel confident and comfortable in my handling First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy. And so I jumped at that opportunity because, you know, in the past, it has always been members of another culture writing our stories.
Right.
And so for a change, I said, oh, we can sort of flip the script on this and it'll be me, mm-hmm. writing this wonderful, indomitable First Lady story. So I hopped at that opportunity and it was wonderful because, first of all, I knew a lot about her. I had done a lot of work on Jack Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
and of course on Dr. Martin Luther King.
Right.
So the first thing I did was contact Mrs. King and I asked her if I could come down to Atlanta to meet with her,
mm-hmm.
because I know she and Jackie had a relationship. And mm-hmm. so then I thought, oh, I'll be able to add some things to a Jackie Kennedy story that a member of another culture may not have even been interested in adding.
Thank
so
you.
It's good for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the wonderful thing about it is that when you grab an iconic figure like she is, Jackie Kennedy Onassis, you know, you have some, I guess I said, some things already bedded in. How do you start layering it down to really, like you said, you was able to find a nugget in the relationship she had with Mrs. King, Dr. Martin Luther King's wife. Now, when you were doing your research, did any other interesting thing pop up in her that you didn't see coming that made for great storytelling in this four episode miniseries?
I will tell you that they had given me a book that they bought. So pretty much that book told Mrs. Kennedy's story.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was fascinated by is that Mrs. Kennedy had difficulties with her father. Her mm-hmm. father, Black Jack Bouvier,
mm.
you know, she sort of felt like she was not the beloved Kennedy daughter. Well, not Kennedy at that time, Bouvier daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She had a good relationship with her sister, but, you know, like siblings, they sort of went in and out. And I wanted to show that it wasn't such an easy road for her. This is a woman who had the ambition to be a photographer. We forget that, you know, before the pillbox hats,
right,
there was this ambitious woman.
Mm-hmm. You know, the interesting thing about it, like I started out in Hollywood as a sitcom writer. You know, that wrote, you know, Steve Harvey's first sitcom in 93, Me and the Boys, 94, excuse me, Me and the Boys. And then we did Robert Townsend's Parenthood. And I did ABC with Arsenio Hall's sitcom. And I did Sister Sisters with the twins, Tia and Tamara Mowry. And went over to mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx. And I did the Parkers. And along the way, I'm feeling that I have a skill set that can be transferable. And this is what we were talking about earlier when you said they called you as an African-American to do a white project. And every time I wrote a sitcom, I try to get on a Home Improvement at the time or Seinfeld or Friends, I had to write their style of sitcom. Otherwise, they felt that I wasn't a real writer. And just talking to young people and talking to people who are aspiring to be in this industry, which is what we call Hollywood. It really does. You really can't be pitted into a corner and said, this is what you only can do. And that's why I champion and admire what you are accomplishing as a writer, as a producer, because you know that's a hard wall to a door to open. Walking over to say, I can do any type of project because I have the skill set. Do not deny me because of the color of my skin. Correct, Ms.?
Right. Or gender or age or any of that. I'm not into any of the isms. But I will tell you, Rashawn, I had to show people what I could do first. Now, let's face it. For many of us of color, the door to success here in Hollywood is writing a comedy. You said you started out doing quite a few comedies. Mm-hmm. I could not get a movie made unless it was funny. Mm-hmm. Or if I did have a piece that was serious in nature, I was always told, add the funny to it. For instance, I'll give you an example. On the movie that you said you liked, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? Mm-hmm. That's a serious film about a young man who ended up spiraling into the abyss of drug abuse. In fact, heroin abuse.
Right.
And yet he had married three women and not divorced any of them before he died and left this estate. And that became the through end to the story. Mm-hmm. Well, at the end of the day, those three women, you know, started out hating each other. And so it left room for some very sort of funny things to go on in that courtroom situation. And I remembered being told by Warners, oh, my God, Tina, every time you put the three women together in a room, it's hilarious.
Right.
So, you know, do a little more than that so that we don't spend so much time mm-hmm. in his slow descent into mm-hmm. drug abuse. So I needed to show people that I could write seriously. Mm-hmm. So once I became successful doing those types of films, I was then able to say to the agency, hey, let's get out there and sell the stuff that I already have written to show people that I am a dramatic writer. And that stuff took off. Yeah.
It's finally here, the season of celebration. And no matter how you celebrate with family and friends, whether you're preparing for Reyes Magos or Karamu, lighting the menorah, or going to midnight mass, Kohl's has just what you need to make those traditions special. Plus, you'll find gifts for all your loved ones. Send warm wishes with cozy fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws. Support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. Or treat them to everyone's favorite activewear from top brands like Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide committed to the health and well-being of our communities. No matter how you celebrate, when you shop at Kohl's, you're right where you belong. So this season, give with all your heart with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Congratulations. You know, I'm talking to Tina Andrews. I want to say, can I say the word brilliant? Tina Andrews, you know, a cop award-winning Tina Andrews. Can I add some more to it? It was a series that's been acquired by HBO Max called Charlotte Sophia. I know we're going to get to that, but I just like to talk about the journey because if I start there at the HBO Max project, I really don't feel that people will appreciate the journey, you know. And I would throw out my little acting credit, Tina. You know, I starred in Jason's Lyrics. I was a tap dancer and way back in the day in Houston, Texas. And Fast Freddy was my name. And then I read your bio, and it's tied to the amazing series that changed television, Roots.
That's right.
By Alex Haley.
That's right.
And I still, because we look at television now, you see so many African-Americans on commercials, you see mixed couples, you see African-Americans hugging each other, I mean, mixed couples. It just really, television has evolved in such a, and just 5 years ago, you know, they tried to take Cheerios off the shelves because they had a little white looking girl.
A little biracial girl, yes, right. That's right.
Right. And so, but you were on television about a project about slavery, if you could walk Roots, everybody, an iconic series now, but we didn't know how people would react to that. But you were part of that, and I'm sure it affected your life, your thought process, and also threw you in the forefront of American conversation. Talk about that. We can journey back there a little bit and then move forward.
Okay, well, actually, I would like to go one project just before Roots. We have to remember, I had the first interracial relationship on daytime television on Days of Our Lives.
Okay, see, they didn't put that in the bio now, Tina. They didn't put that in the bio. You know, I did my research.
Bio was cut because that was a major project for me to be involved with. We kissed on a Friday after 2 years of, you know, looking lovingly at each other. And we kissed on a Friday and 5,000 negative, horrible hate letters came to NBC.
Right.
So I know what it's like to be involved in a project that gets a lot of attention and that becomes very controversial. Mm-hmm. Right after I left Days of Our Lives, because of that negative publicity, I had to go. I was the one who was let go, not the white guy.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
I ended up in Roots. Mm-hmm. And we knew from the second we got the very first pilot episode that it was going to be phenomenal. The book had been so successful. I had worked for two of the directors who were involved in it. And one of them was the one who called me and said, I've got two roles here. Pick one, whichever one you want.
Beautiful.
You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so grateful to John Erman for that opportunity. And we got involved and it felt like the ancestors carried us through the entire production.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the shoulders of those who came before. So we instantly knew that we were going to be a successful miniseries. We just didn't know how successful. As a result of that, of course, I became very good friends with Alex Haley.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Alex who, quite frankly, gave me my first opportunity as a writer.
Mm.
And by the way, as a writer to work with him on a PBS project. So I am indebted to, again, those who've gone before. I am indebted to Mr. Haley for first of all, having written Roots, and then for allowing me to be in Roots. And then I sent him, frankly, a Bob Marley story, and I sent him Sally Hemings, and he read those two scripts and said, called me, in fact, and said, when did you become such a good writer? We need to do a project together. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is 8 Emmy Awards winning Alex Haley who wants to work with me.
Yes.
Yeah, so there have been a series of situations where the career built.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, interesting.
And then it built to the Charlotte Sophia project.
Well, you know, let's go to that now, because we all know that, Tina, when you talk about, it's really, your story is so interesting, because like I said, when you are first, when you are a groundbreaker, a pioneer, I can use those terms in front of you, because sometimes you get setbacks. Like you said, you did a role that was requested of you on Days of Our Lives, and then all of a sudden a letter comes in, and the network becomes frightened by it, and you are terminated.
Right.
That moment of being out there, Who did you call in? Who did you seek advice from or support from? Or did you feel you were just out there by yourself and no one could help you?
Oh, no. My father was still alive. My father is probably the most important person in terms of the career. Mm-hmm. I would call my father crying all the time.
Right.
during Days of Our Lives with the negative publicity, they would not let me get my mail before we shot for the day. Mm-hmm. The network said, give her her fan mail after she finishes so that I could go home and cry. Mm-hmm. So I called Daddy and I said, I don't know what's going on, but I'm really depressed. I can't find really great. There are not enough really great, empowering, dignified roles for Black women. And I feel like I'm going to be stuck in this situation of playing, the drug addict or the round the way girl or whatever. Too much of that is coming up.
Yes, it is.
And my father had it with me. And he said, look, I sent you to NYU to be a playwright. You were supposed to be a writer. Yeah, I know you wanted to dance, but I figured that was only going to last a few years. You were going to really find your voice as a playwright. Why are you complaining about the roles that are not there when you are capable of writing those roles?
Wow.
You need to take your writing career seriously. It's all cute that you're an actress, but I'm afraid that one of these days, someone is going to ask you to be naked in a movie. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say yes to that role because you can't pay your rent. Mm-hmm. I would much prefer you call me and let me send you the money for your rent. And you sit down. In those days, of course, we're talking typewriters. You sit down at the typewriter.
IBM Select.
And he said, and you write that dignified, empowered role for a Black woman that you would like to play. Mm-hmm. And, some years later, there was a movie, a Kevin Costner movie, and the tagline was, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah. Field of Dreams.
Yes, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And my father was correct. In his library was a book by Black historian, J.A. Rogers. And it was called Race and Sex. And the second page in was a big picture of a woman who clearly looked ethnic, but she was in royal attire. And it was a Black and white, obviously it wasn't, a color. And it said, Charlotte Sophia, England's first Black queen. Mm-hmm. And I read back and said, what? Black queen? Mm-hmm. How do we not know that? Listen, how was I not taught that? Mm-hmm. In my history classes, we were taught about King George.
Yes.
And him going mad.
Yes.
and the Revolutionary War that he sent the redcoats, over here to fight us against. We knew everything about the husband. Why did we not know that his wife was a woman of color? I could not find that much research in those days. And so I sort of put it in the back of my mind. One of these days, I'm going to write that story. Mm-hmm. And at the time I'm thinking, maybe, who knows, I can get Halle Berry to play it. This is before Fools. This is before Sally Hemings. This is before all of that. My father died and left me his library. Mm-hmm. And all of those books came to my then house in the Hollywood Hills. Mm-hmm. And I found it again. And I said, you may want to investigate this story. And when Sally Hemings had done so well, people began to ask, what are you going to do for an encore? What do you do next?
What's next?
How do you top Sally Hemings? And I thought, wow, this would be the project. Not realizing it was going to take me 8 years to write the book and all the research, 2 and 3 times going to London. Of course, I need no excuse to go to London. I love London. Mm-hmm. But I was there researching at the British Library, at the Windsor and Buckingham Archives, at the British Museum. And then I put it together. And the moment that book hit the marketplace, there was a surge of course, British people who were saying, oh, no, we're not going to let you do this. This is not a story that we're interested in. And yet British people were buying the book.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I get last year a phone call out of the blue from an HBO executive who said, I'd like to speak to Tina Andrews. And I said, speaking. And so she said, here's who I am at, and I'm at HBO Max International. And my mother loved your book. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, your mother? And so she said, my mother turned me onto this book. And she said, when you get your promotion, let this be the first book that you buy to have on the channel.
Wow.
And I nearly died because once again, it was like spirit creating the atmosphere and the environment and the place to put that story after so long with the research.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Well, you know, the thing I love about talking to you, first of all, it's almost like I'm talking to royalty. You're so elegant, and you're so pronounced in your tone. You're so elegant in your gestures. And, you know, there's a certain amount of success and confidence in speaking to you. You know, I hope people watch this. You can hear it on audio, of course, but I hope people get to watch this actual interview, because it's impressive when I see people, because you've had a journey in your life, and sometimes journeys can beat you down. Some kind of journeys can wear you down. I just see that when I'm looking at you and listening to you, Tina, I'm seeing a person who basically understands the purpose of who you are. And your father obviously built that into you and said, hey, this is who you are. This is who you can be. Control your destiny. Is that key to what I'm saying? That basically, I know that's why I stopped acting and became a writer and producer. I felt I can control my destiny. Plus, I realized, you know, one day I'm going to get old and I can probably still write. I can probably still produce. I can stop being creative, but they can minimize my success based on my color and based on my age, but they can never minimize my success based on how I think, if I'm topical and I'm staying very current. And that's what you are. You're very current and very topical. And so this series is coming out on HBO Max. You did something very, very much very key, audiobook. Talk about that whole relation and hearing the words articulated by the brilliant actress.
Can I tell you, again, it was another one of those, I do think of my life and I talk about my life in spiritual terms, because I have had a lot of hardship. It has not all been easy sailing trying to get to the top. There, you know, you hit a platform
yes, Tina.
And then you fall. And then you're building back up again. So it's been a long career. But sometimes along the way, you get these opportunities that just come to you. You have to be prepared. You know, it's what they say, that you know, luck is opportunity met with preparedness. And I've been prepared. I'm minding my own business on Facebook. And I had an editor who at one point had turned down my the opportunity to publish my book.
Wow.
And I had said, I had posted that day, well, if you guys are loving Bridgerton, don't forget my book is still out where I wrote about Queen Charlotte. And I put a photo of the cover of the book on Facebook, went on about my business. Later on that afternoon, I got a private message and it was Carol saying, Tina, I don't want to make the mistake that I made earlier when we didn't publish your book, because look what has happened to you and it and onward. I am at Recorded Books now. I'm in acquisitions. Are the audiobook rights available?
Wow.
Once again, I go, whoa.
I love your life.
So I go, yes, they are. And she said, well, I would like to acquire them. We'd like to do a whole big push. You will be in charge of choosing, you know, who narrates your book. And I'm thinking, boy, I had a number of British actresses, Black British actresses, that I thought could do a really credible job. And she said, you send me your list. She said, we also have a list of some people who have worked and done audiobooks for us who are also Black, female, and British. We'll send you their names. And then you go through and you pick out the one that you want to narrate your book. Mm-hmm. And my God, their list was alphabetical. And at the top of the list is Adjua Ando. And Adjua Ando, for those of you out there who don't recognize her by name, she plays Lady Danbury, yes, mm-hmm, on Bridgerton.
Absolutely.
She is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So as far as I was concerned, the search was over.
Right.
The search
was over. Right.
So I called Carol and I said, are you kidding me? And he said, well, she's done like 200 audiobooks. And I said, this is the actress. Mm-hmm. She will give it the class and the gravitas. She will also do other characters. She's an amazing, amazing actress. I knew of her prior to Bridgerton. And so I said, please tell me that we can have her. And she said, I'll get back to you in a couple of days. And sure enough, a couple of days later, she said, Adjua is yours.
Wow.
So working with this phenomenal actress who made that book come to life. Oh, Rishon, it is an experience for anyone who listens to that. But I, you know, at certain points in time, I will listen to the audiobook and I'll say, wow, mm-hmm, I wrote that.
Yes. That's an act. That's brilliance of her bringing it to life. But, you know, I want to say this before we wrap up the interview. And it's something about being prepared that really comes across when I share this interview. And I hope people listen. When she got the call for Roots, you know, despite dire consequences that happened in her life prior to that, she was ready. When she got the call for Jackie Kennedy Onassis, you know, despite the success of Sally Hemings and her, and it's a project with African-American female talking about an iconic white American female, she was ready. When she got the call about the rights to her book, Charlotte Sophia, you know, she was ready. Not only ready, but also to be bold enough to say, this is the one we should select. There's something about that really rings true about your life, Tina Andrews. And it makes it very special that you're a decision maker. You're a person who understands what you want to do in life and has led so much to your level of success. If you had to give someone some advice before we exit here, what would you give somebody advice who's watching the show or listening to this interview on Money Making Conversations?
I will say you need to be your authentic self. Mm-hmm. Whoever that is, do not let anybody tell you what you can't be. Mm-hmm. You will show them who you are, which means who you can be. Try not to follow the road that is whittled down by heavy traffic, doing what everybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. You create your own road and do that thing that God has placed on your heart, wow, for you to do. It's okay to be singular and unique and authentic, because if you like it, someone out there is also going to like it. And right now we're in, certainly in this business that we're in, we got 500 or 600 channels. You got to feed that beast. There is someone who's going to want what you have to say. Mm-hmm. So say it.
I love it. Thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation, Tina Andrews.
Thank you for having me.
And if you want to hear any of my interviews or see any of my interviews, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rishon McDonald. I am your host.
In this season of giving, Kohl's has gifts for all your loved ones. For those who like to keep it cozy, find fleeces, sweaters, loungewear, blankets, and throws.
Or support minority-owned or founded brands by giving gifts from Human Nation and Shea Moisture. And in the spirit of giving, Kohl's Cares is donating $8 million to local nonprofits nationwide. Give with all your heart this season with great gifts from Kohl's or Kohl's.com.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Carlos Miller of the 85 South Show. Do me a favor. Make sure you check out The Black Market, hosted by me, only on the 85 South Show feed. Subscribe to the 85 South Show to hear and tune in to The Black Market. Hear amazing interviews with entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders, people who are doing amazing things in the black community. Listen to The Black Market on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.